So, Kathy, can you tell a little bit about how this came about? Or?
Well, quite a few years ago, Sue and I noticed on the wall of the community center that lovely picture from many years ago of the boardwalk, a long picture showing women walking along with baby carriages on the boardwalk. And I believe you said that was in the 20s. We should do something about Petersburg in the 20s when the entire town was nothing but boardwalks. And so that's kind of how, and then we started thinking about that old song, Under the Boardwalk, and then that kind of moved into the boardwalk, and so now it's come into a production.
Very appropriate time for it, just about 100 years ago,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly, so, yes.
What have you found in your investigation? I mean, that's a time when women were getting the right to vote, and of course, the years before the Great Depression, but things were booming, right?
A lot of social changes all over the world, and Petersburg was not exempt from those changes. And this is kind of in an enjoyable, humorous look at how the people of Petersburg of that time dealt with the changes that were going on all over the world in terms of transportation and music and fashion and progress and the future, looking toward the future, and it affected people here as well in many ways. So that's what we're looking at this time.
And just to talk a little bit more about the boardwalk, that was the means of transportation at that time for people.
It was, and
around.
I think Sue can talk about that.
So, I mean, we're debating
yes.
roads and that kind of things
right.
now, but it's boardwalk then, huh?
The original cannery of Petersburg, now known as PFI, they had an activist manager named O.P. Brown, and he said, you know what, this is going to be a nice little town. And they caused the very first boardwalk to be built, Main Street, 8 feet wide, running from the cannery down to Singley Alley.
Okay.
And then another one up Excel Street. And after that, when the city of Petersburg incorporated in 1910, the city began building side streets, and they were all made of wood. They had a staff running around putting a new lumber in. And the 1920s was a time of economic expansion, prosperity, and ebullience that we have not seen since, I would venture to say.
I'm just imagining before boardwalk and after boardwalk. I mean, physically, you're getting up out of the mud that's melting right now in springtime. So it's a big advancement, huh?
Oh, it was wonderful. And at that time, Petersburg was really a huge halibut port, the biggest halibut port. And there was fox fur farming all around on these islands. There was lumbering. Of course, they had to cut the boards for these streets. And the joint was jumping, as we like to say. For instance, in 1926, Mr. Fred Nelson got a bunch of people together and said, you know, we have to build a cold storage to keep this halibut fleet in town because they're heading for Ketchikan. So the people clubbed together and they built a cold storage. Now it's part of PFI, but it was quite the economic success at that period.
All right. Wow. What else have you found in your investigations?
Well, it was fun to research the music of the time because, as you probably know, music of the 1920s relied heavily on amazing lyrics, clever lyrics, funny lyrics. And there were a lot of the standard songs that, with a few changes in wording, perfectly fit Petersburg. So we did a lot of switching of words in some of the old-time songs, and some of the old-time songs will be presented exactly as they were written, but there are a few that we've adapted to the local circumstances.
Great.
And may I say, we have assembled an all-star cast. About 22 people will be singing, dancing, and presenting the history of Petersburg at a dinner theater that's going to benefit our museum and at the same time present what life was like in the 1920s.
For the people who are lucky enough to have a ticket, what else should they look forward to in this performance?
Well, we have some fantastic dancing going on.
Yeah.
We have the teachers from the Mitkoff Dance Studio. And we have another group of ladies who represent the people who really built the pioneer houses in Petersburg, and they harnessed the muskeg. They made the beautiful yards for which Petersburg would be famous. Petersburg was also known at that time, and perhaps still today, as the only town in Alaska with more churches than bars.
And those ladies will be dancing to, it used to be called Tiptoe Through the Tulips, now it will be called Tiptoe Through the Muskeg.
Oh,
and
nice.
A soloist will be singing this, and then the ladies will be performing along with her.
And then we've got some remarkable efforts by some local stars to do, as Kathy said, new lyrics to old songs, but also perform some of those sweet old songs. Earl Omer is going to be there. Erling Strand and Adolf Mathiesen will sing Look for the Silver Salmon.
Wow, some faces from the past.
Yes, there'll be lots of faces from the past. Ed Locken is going to be there explaining that in the 1920s, the Bank of Petersburg had more deposits per capita than any bank in the nation. A lot of good hard workers here and a lot of good hard savers here. He'll sing Pennies from Heaven.
Very cool.
And Fred Nelson will be doing a rap explaining all the wonderful things that he's done in his life and how he's getting the cold storage started.
And, of course, we can't forget what may in some people's minds be the most fantastic achievement anyone made in the 1920s, and that would be the All-Alaska Championship basketball team led by the great Swede Wozwick. And so that team will be there. They'll be dribbling.
Is that 1928?
29.
29, okay.
1929, eight people on the team. And even though segregation of Native people was going on, it wasn't going on the basketball team. So thank heavens for Mr. Shaquani and his friends.